You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up Podcast.
Thank you for hanging with us. I am Adam alongside Leon. Leon, one of my favorite things to tell teams, and it's going to be the theme for us today on today's episode, is I love it when we get to learn while winning. Mm-hmm. To learn while winning. The best place to learn, frankly. And the truth is there's a lot of different teachers. And one of the ones that's most common is pain or rock bottom or losing, things on the negative side of the spectrum. That when things get tough in our life, when we experience these setbacks, when we stumble and make mistakes, or we find ourselves in an unhealthy position, that all of a sudden it screams, change, get it right. Mm-hmm. But man, I almost think what's better than that is that when you get to live in a mindset that's like, change, keep getting better, time to grow. When you actually get to do it on the foundation of things already being good. Mm-hmm. And that's really the place of going from good to great, right? That you never let yourself get below that threshold, but living at this incredibly high standard. And it's why I tell teams that when we do lead them up and we get the sense that for the most part, we're already green. And there could be a tendency in the mindset of some of the players as we're doing a lead them up session when things are relatively good. They wonder, why are we doing this? We're pretty good. Things are good. Like, why are we spending time continuously? We're not broken. We're not damaged. We're not losing. We're not hurting. I say, why? Because guess what, man? We're going to learn while winning. We're going to keep growing on top of the winning because that will take us into incredible spots, but it will also prevent the complacency that could cause us then to slip and to slide and to be then maybe in a position in the future where we have to learn through a very different position.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good because a lot of people believe, right? A lot of people believe that, learning needs to come from hitting, like you said before, rock bottom. But no, what you're saying is we can learn on the mountaintop, right? We don't have to always learn in the valley. We can learn on the mountaintop just as much as we do in the valley. So I'm excited. Let's jump into this topic, brother. Let's go.
Why do you think that is, though? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Why, when we are in, things are good. I mean, we've talked about this a little bit. Remember, like, oh, my kids are good. Yeah. I've got good kids. Like, you know, why do you think when things are good, people stop pushing? They almost like pull back on the throttle slightly. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
That level of comfort, man. When you're in that comfort zone, it's almost as if you get paralyzed. It's like, I'm cool. I'm good. You know how it is after you ate a good meal. You know, my favorite food is pizza. I eat a whole Lito's pizza right now.
I don't believe it. I've never seen you eat a pizza, man.
After I'm done with it, I'm laid out on the couch. I'm comfortable. I'm good, man. But, you know, it's just that, you know, we always talk about this with Lead 'Em Up, you know, being in that that comfortable place, you know. And it's that space where you like it, but you don't love it enough to sacrifice afterwards, you know. So, you know, it's that gray area, you know, comfortability.
And it's interesting, like when I think about your other business, University of Unstuck, like, Unstuck, to my knowledge, that terminology, which I've always loved, is like, I mean, that really is the learning from this bad place. Like, you got to get unstuck. Like, but the truth is, when people are stuck, they have fallen back. They've gotten to this place where they need to like make changes. But it probably wasn't always that way for them. They allowed themselves to slip and to slide. And that one, you know, intrigues me because why do we let ourselves slip? Why?
Yeah. Yeah. When you're in that comfortable space, it's almost as if I think there's a certain level of fear in some people as well, because I've seen this side where If I can do just enough to get by, like I'm good. Like I don't want to reach the mountaintop because it may require more from me. You know, if I continue to go even harder. So let me just stay right here and let me be in this comfortable space. I don't really like what's over there. I'm fearful. I don't know what's over there. So let me just stay right here in this comfortable space. You know, so I've seen that side of it. But what are your thoughts on that when you think about, you know, being stuck? Like, what? Why is it?
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. I think there's also, you know, I think there's maybe some confidence dynamics that like all that winning's not for me. I'm not worthy of that winning. Like, I don't think I can actually be that person that could get to that level. Like, I'm already maybe in my mind more than I think I should be at. So I feel good. And, you know, I just think there's a dynamic here that we have to wrestle with because, you know, for me, and I don't know if this is healthy. I don't know. I probably have to talk to like, you know, a more deeply trained psychologist who tells me, you know, to dissect my thoughts. But I'm going to tell you, it's worked for me, right? And everyone's an expert in what's worked for them. And this has worked for me, but I live with a healthy sense of, I don't even know the term, a healthy sense of, I don't want to say fear because it's not fear, but I really believe that like what I have and what I have been entrusted with, I really feel like I could lose it any day. And it's not, and I don't like, it's not a driving mind, like thought in my mind. It's not like every day I'm like anxious, like, oh my gosh, I'm losing it. Like, it's not like an obsessive thought, but it's a healthy component in my mind that when things are good, it may not live this way forever.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of like my faith, you know, like obviously faith-based, which you and I both are, you know, man, the evil, right? It comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? It wants to take you down. So there's a little bit of this like edge where I feel like even when things are good, like if I'm not continuing to push, I'm exposing myself to the weakness. I'm exposing myself to possibility of slipping. So I find myself that even when things are good, I'm relentlessly like, man, we're just getting started. Man, we're not where we could be. We got to keep pushing. If not, man, we're going to fall. And that's my mindset. But I don't think many other people have that mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. I share the same thing. Every day that I wake up, I say to myself, you know, when my feet touch the ground, you know, the first thing I do is I say a prayer. And one of the things I do in my prayer is, God, I'm grateful for where I'm at right now. I'm so grateful because I know that there's some people in different countries who don't have the same thing that I have. And, you know, at any moment, you know, something can come in here and, you know, take these things away from me. So I just always, you know, just show a certain level of gratitude for those same reasons, you know, just understanding that. You know, nothing's promised, you know, you can lose anything at any given time, you know, so where do you stand on that? How do you allow that to drive you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I want you to picture your life for a second, you know, and, you know, the life of you as an individual, your relationships, your teams, I mean, all the different areas of your life, your professional career. I want you to think about if you did slip, if you hit rock bottom, if you got to a place where things are unhealthy, in most cases, whenever you'd get to that place, there would be such an uptick in your intentionality to get things right. Oh my gosh, like buckle down. I mean, you would buckle down and go all in. I mean, if you got a report from your doctor that there were some health complications, you need to start eating right. And like, if you don't fix it, it's done, man, you'd see a whole new you, right? Yeah. If your marriage was on the rocks and struggling and you knew you were hanging on by the final thread and it was clear, you would double down and you'd fight for that. Right. If your team was falling apart and you all are on a slide, and if you don't get this fixed, man, this team's going to be done. You're going all in. I mean, all in. I mean, you think about all these moments when things are about to end, when things are in bad positions, when things are unhealthy, it causes us to act in heroic ways, many cases. I mean, we go all in, like we do major changes.
Yeah.
Major changes. So for me, and a lot of times it produces the turnaround that you need. I mean, it's a complete 180, right? I think about one of my coaches, not going to name him, but you know, there's some health dynamics in his family that really opened his eyes. Man, you look at this guy today. He is night and day from what he was 12 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's almost unrecognizable. I'm so proud of him. He has put in work.
Yeah.
Right. He's put in work. He's changed it because he got faced with a few realities that he said, man, this requires a change. But just think about all of that when before I even say hold it. I've seen teams also, Leon, that man, they're struggling, unhealthy. And then you hear these moments where the team gets together and just like gets really open, honest. Mm-hmm. They share, everyone opens up. They have this real kind of come to Jesus meeting, mm-hmm. discussion. They start really getting back to the basics. They start really doing all the things the right way and they turn things around.
Yeah.
Imagine if all of that intentionality, all of that commitment, all of that intentional focus and deliberate action was put on top of something that was already good.
Ooh, yeah. Come on.
Imagine if you were already good and then you had a moment of reckoning, even though things were relatively healthy, and said, man, we are not where we need to be. It is time to double down. It is time to take things to the next level. And you did that on top of success.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so good.
All of a sudden, you're going to a place that is like world class. You're transformational. Man, you are talking about learning, growing while winning.
That's so good. That's so good because it's telling us that we don't have to learn while we're losing. Like it's almost as if it's a choice at that point. You know, you can learn while you're winning. Like I said it in the beginning, you can learn on the mountaintop just as much as you do in the valley. But just like you said, just think of everything that you've built, like you're building on top of your victories, how that could, propel you further. Right. How that it's almost like that's a slingshot right there at that point, because if you're learning off of your wins, you're already at a peak. Let's make another peak. Let's turn it up even higher. Let's go even higher. So, man, I can imagine just the momentum from that alone will be powerful. I think it wouldn't just be powerful just for a team. Say it's the football team. I think when you're learning on wins, I think it pours over into the lacrosse team now. You know, that's how powerful learning on top of wins can be. Now it's pouring over to the basketball team. Now it's flooding the whole school. Now the whole team, the whole entire school just shifted the culture. And I think that's where winning on top of wins, or learning how to win on top of wins, can like really shape the culture of a whole community, a whole school. That's powerful.
You know, it reminds me, I know you you do some investing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think this is a great parallel to this. You know, if I'm in a situation where financially I'm struggling, let's say, and I got to tighten up, man. I'm feeling the anxiousness.
Yeah.
And I tighten up and I budget and all of a sudden I get myself back to a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that creates change. But it almost, when you really study people that are doing well financially, when their investments are hitting and their accounts are growing, that's almost even more motivating.
Yeah.
Right? Because you begin to see it and feel it. And all of a sudden you're like, man, yo, things are good, but man, I want more of it now. Man, now I've got more to lose.
Yeah.
I need to be even more intentional. Right. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it was about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, that my wife and I, we did the Dave Ramsey program.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were not bad, in bad shape, but like we were tired of just simply, you know, it's kind of like not getting ahead as much as we wanted. And this was about 5 years ago, and we went all in. And during a span of like 8 months, we paid off everything. And man, where we are today is just so night and day from where we were 5 days ago. It's incredible. But it's interesting because that pain, like we got to a place where we're just like, man, we're not getting ahead. Enough's enough. Like it's exhausting us. We're working too hard and not seeing the fruits. You know, we weren't being strict enough. So that caused us to pay to lose. And that pain changed us. And it caused us to become so intentional that all of a sudden, then we started learning. Then we started growing. But the crazy part is where we are now, we put the same level of intentionality on our current situation. Like we didn't have a financial advisor then. Man, we're working very detailed now coming up here with a really like smart financial advisor doing a variety of different things. We're being more strategic now. We're making better decisions now. We're going through these processes. We're reading more about what's our next best step and how do we move and what should our process be. Man, with great intentionality, we are learning while winning. Mm-hmm. We learned while we were losing. Don't get me wrong. It changed our life. We made some major adjustments. Right. Mm-hmm. We made all those adjustments 5 years ago. So now that we are winning, man, we want to take the same level of intentionality. And what's it going to lead us to? Oh, my gosh, to places that we probably couldn't even envision.
Yeah.
That are just so incredible, i.e. the mountaintop that you're alluding to. And then there's that little bit of fear that like if I don't keep learning while winning on top of the growth and momentum, man, could I lose it? Well, if I lose it now I got more to lose.
Talk about it. That part I like.
So I need to now double down on the growing. So you could almost argue not only do you need to be learning while winning, I'd actually argue you need to double down on the learning and growing while winning, because if you are winning, you have now more to lose.
Yeah, come on, man. Now you're driven by wins. You just put it in the perfect perspective for me, because personally, when I see my investments go up, I'm like, okay, let me take some more money out of these accounts and pour it. And let me just take all of my money out of these accounts and pour it into my brokerage account. Like it's powerful. Like it really fuels you when you're learning while winning. It's powerful, man. You just put it in perfect perspective for me there.
You know, so I'll just throw it out there, coaches. If y'all are winning, man, if things are good, man, get after it.
Yeah. Right?
And make sure your players had that same mindset as well. I've got two teams later today that I'm doing sessions with, one of which is the second ranked public school baseball team in the state of Maryland. They have been rising the ranks. They're like 13-1. I'm bringing this message up at the beginning of my session today. Hey, we're good, but guess what? Think about what learning looks like on top of winning. Think about what growing looks like on top of winning. There's a lot of teams trying to grow and get better, but they're doing it from the bottom. They're seeing marginal increase. Man, we're going to do it while we're winning. And that will be a theme. I then have a girls lacrosse team right after. Same situation. We're good. For all intents and purposes, every coach in the region will love to have this girls lacrosse team record, personality, leadership. They are a joy to coach, straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be working, learning, growing as if like, man, we're about to lose it.
Yeah.
As if it's like slipping through the cracks. Mm-hmm. As if, man, we aren't in this position. You just can't take it for granted. So coaches, learning while winning, the best place to be, the best mindset to have. It increases the winning. It helps prevent the losing. And man, it's just the best place to be. So on behalf of Leon, I am Adam, and the entire Lead 'Em Up team, we appreciate you as always. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we are out.